This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
And this is our first show of 2021. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy
New Year to our audience. And certainly a week ago, the year got off to sort of a rousing start with what happened at the U.S. Capitol. It was interesting, as it was unfolding, getting some language advisories from NPR. It was all right to refer to this to these folks as pro-Trump extremists or a mob, but NPR suggested staying away from calling them domestic terrorists.
Wow. Well, given their activity and their behavior, I think that's awfully hard to avoid, given what they were standing for and what they were trying to do. There were shootings. There were people died as a result of this. I don't think you can call this a protest. You have to call it what it is.
Again, this is as it was unfolding.
Right.
So perhaps we didn't have all that information at the time this advisory was issued, Rajvi.
Just imagine if the people who stormed the Capitol building had to be ethnic minorities or someone who is not in the mainstream, in terms of ethnicity, what would they call them? Only even the president-elect called that domestic terrorism. You know, say again, putting things in perspective, what is terrorism? Any unlawful use of violence against civilians in pursuit of political or religious aims. And what does this fall under? And I was really surprised. Not one media outlet. I was switching across all the television channels. Not one media was willing to brand them as terrorists. Why is it? Because when I was a student, I was taught if anything that's being violence being committed against civilians in pursuit of political or religious, they are terrorists. But why we're not acknowledging the fact just because they happen to be white people, they don't want to, these people are what, they kind of, you know, they just want to show their, anger and hatred against what is happening in the country. You know? See, this is again is what you call why we need diverse viewpoint in journalism. Like, this is what happens in third world country, and this is what we saw right now. And this was something that I could not kind of, come to terms with. And I was not happy with the way all the media, irrespective of whether it was mainstream or thing, they were not using the right term to actually describe the group of people who stormed the Capitol.
That's a really interesting perspective, Rajvi. I think we've heard that sort of general perspective in terms of how police handled the situation. So again, I think that's an interesting perspective from a journalism standpoint.
Yeah, I do too. And I think to Raji's point, we have to call this what it is. And again, by definition, this is, domestic terrorism and what was done and violence against fellow citizens. And I think we're failing if we're not revealing and representing or reflecting and reporting exactly what happened here, what took place on January 6th. And it's something that we have to learn from, not only, of course, from this administration and the controversy that was woven into this term of the presidency, the Trump administration, but also even the general reporting. I think we have to hold ourselves up to a higher standard and make sure that we are truly reporting and not censoring ourselves or falling short of what our reporting standards, our journalism standards should be.
And again, I'll tell you some of these advisories. Well, all these advisories I jotted down were coming from NPR as events were unfolding. They said it was fair to call what was done an insurrection, but at least early on they were staying away from calling them domestic terrorists. And whether that has changed or will change as time goes on and we get a better idea of what all was done and what folks are charged with, Then perhaps we'll see the term domestic terrorist used. I certainly don't have a problem calling them domestic terrorists myself.
No, neither do I. And granted, this has been a most unprecedented, unorthodox, unusual administration, and this is a quite a finale, if you will, to this term. And, of course, now the president has since backpedaled and is promising a peaceful transition, but after being threatened with censure or whatnot or punishment. But, you know, the fact remains that something like this comes about, and reporters need to be ready, just like law enforcement does, about something that's, you know, you don't expect something like this to happen. And, of course, if this term has meant anything, it's been a lot of unexpected turns and twists and comments and behaviors and reactions and things. And so I think it just goes to show how we have to really be prepared for anything, and we can't hinder to the facts and to the truth. And I think this is a moment of pause that reporters needed to have, but maybe not be overly cautious at the same time.
And Rajvi, you mentioned the idea that this was looking like a third world country where this is happening. And certainly the journalists who were on the scene, who were in the Capitol at the time or on the grounds at the time, certainly faced some of the dangers that they might face if they were in trying to report on something happening, something political happening in a third world country.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we think, oh, man, America is a very safe place. And, you know, we can talk. This is the land of the free. We can talk anything. We can express anything. But actually, this incident recently at the Capitol Hill only points out that America is not as invincible as it seems, honestly. We have to train the journalists to help them understand how to even approach things. These are not protesters. These are terrorists.
Hey, we need to wrap up our discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.